Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Tuesday, October 7th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. The new play, Little Bear Ridge Road, begins previews this evening at the Booth Theater. Written by Samuel D. Hunter and starring Laurie Metcalf, Micah Stock, John Dre, and Megan Jarakis, the play is named after the street that Hunter's father lives on. It began its life last year at the Steppenwolf Theater Company in Chicago. It follows a search for connection between an aunt and her estranged nephew in rural Idaho, in which they have a crumbling house to sell. Joe Mantello directs. Opening night is October 30th for a limited run through February 15th. And finally, today, the latest Broadway grosses were just published for the week ending Sunday, October 5th. Just in Time said goodbye to Gracie Lawrence on Sunday as she gave her final performance as Connie Francis. The show itself set a new record for its run with $1,338,248 in the bank last week. Sarah Hyland joins the cast as Francis tomorrow night at the Circle in the Square Theater. In its first full week, Ragtime made $978,700 over seven sold-out previews at the Vivian Beaumont. Opening night is October 16th. Hamilton continued its impressive numbers with Leslie Odom Jr. back in the cast, grossing over $3.7 million and leading the entire Broadway pack last week at the Richard Rogers. And star-led revivals of Art and Waiting for Godot continued their good numbers at the Music Box and Hudson, respectively. 27 shows ran last week, and over $31.4 million was made. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.